This is Carla Atherton, and I am the director of the Healthy Family Formula, and I am a health freedom coach and empowerment coach. I'm also a holistic family health consultant, and I have quite a long story that I tell in a book I've written called Family Health Revolution. And it's not just my story, but also the story of a lot of other people, and also what I call the manifesto, the go-to, the family health Bible, I feel that I would have loved to have had when I started discovering that my health and my children's health was really in my own hands. All I needed was the right information and the right support, and then I was on my way. So this book is a culmination of, I don't know, 10 years at least. I mean, probably a lifetime, right? Because we learn everything throughout a lifetime. But 10 years of intensive study on the subject of family health and holism and what that actually means. Looking into functional medicine and finding the supports that I needed and the information I needed that I wasn't being taught before. And so I'm just going to read this to you today. We are working on a professionally edited version of the book, which is extremely exciting, but I couldn't wait to actually speak this to you, to read this to you sooner rather than later. So excuse any chair squeaking or swallowing or buzzing that that you can hear when I receive a text message. I think my ringer's off, so let's give it a go and see how we do. But I really hope that you enjoy this introduction to Family Health Revolution, the definitive approach to elevating your family's health, read by the author, me, Carla Atherton. Introduction. The sky is falling. When I think about the children's story, Chicken Little, I imagine this small, intense, reactionary chicken running around exclaiming, "The sky is falling." His concern, no, his sheer panic, is met with rolling eyes and indifference. He's ignored and even ridiculed while desperately trying to get the masses to look up and see the imminent danger, to believe what he says so that his community can save itself. Is Chicken Little making a big deal out of nothing, or does he see what the rest of us don't? Is this what many progressive healthcare professionals, parents, and functional and lifestyle medicine professionals are sounding the alarm about? The health of our human population is on the rapid decline because of the choices we're making. Are we ignoring the dangers? These big questions are difficult to face, especially when it comes to the health of our loved ones. This is why you brave people are reading this book. You want to know what's wrong and how we can fix it. For those who have fallen, who we need to help back up. ADHD, Alzheimer's, autism, obesity, autoimmunity, diabetes, heart disease, stroke, fatigue, learning disabilities, mood disorders, eczema, allergy, asthma, and general malaise are just some of the conditions, diseases, and illnesses people are succumbing to in epidemic numbers. Even when their symptoms are undiagnosable or not defined according to any particular disease, people are coming to their healthcare professionals feeling not quite right, dragging, tired, and never really well. At the time of writing this book, it was reported that 10% of children in the U.S. have ADD, ADHD, and 17% are labeled as learning disabled. Most schools are peanut-free zones due to the staggering number of children who have anaphylactic reactions to peanuts. Autism rates have climbed from 1 in 150 in the year 2000 to 1 in 40 in 2020. If this trend continues, more than 50% of our children born in the year 2033 will be diagnosed with autism. The questions we're asking are, why? What's happening? And what can we do about it? For ourselves, for our children, and for our future generations. Call me Chicken Little, but isn't it apparent that the sky is falling? When a writer, activist, artist, mother or father, mover or shaker embarks on a mission to help the greater world community, most say the time and effort will be worth it if they reach even one person. I don't feel that way. I'm not writing Family Health Revolution to only reach you. I want to reach you, yes, and I'm honored you've picked up this book, but I also want to reach your children, your extended families, your spouse and community. I want to reach my own family, my own children, and my own community. I'm pretty invested in outcomes when it comes to health, and I'm not okay if the people I love aren't okay. I'm pretty sure you're not either. During yoga teacher training, my teacher asked me what would happen if all my children died in a car crash. I told her that not much would matter anymore. She challenged me on that through philosophical talk and reasoned that whatever we do, it needs to be for ourselves, not in a selfish way, but in a way that's intrinsically motivating and not hinging on any particular outcome or on anyone else that may be here one day and gone the next. I wanted to say, I know what you're trying to do here and get it, but I don't care. My children are my heart's walking around outside of me. The fact is, I may not be very evolved. Although non-attachment and letting go of outcomes has been a practice of mine to ensure the retention of my sanity, I'm pretty darn attached to my children and the outcome of good health for them. In another exercise, we paired up and we were to look our partners in the eye and non-verbally download our stories and words of wisdom to each other. Without words, I told my partner that letting go of our children is just not possible. Although we need to be motivated by our individual passions, values, and creativity, it's okay if our children are part of who we are and if our happiness is connected to theirs, because isn't that the nature of love? Isn't that why it hurts to love sometimes? Isn't that why we fight so fiercely for certain things in life? For our survival and for that of our families, friends, and communities. My partner in this exercise cried as I told her this. I don't know if her tears were due to the intensity of the exercise or because she could feel everything I was telling her, but she cried. And I didn't, because I was feeling fierce, determined, and purposeful. This was a very important message, maybe the most important one I had to share with her. And this is my message to you. We know there's more to family health than the new normal of suboptimal health we're now experiencing. Mothers, fathers, grandparents, and caregivers strive for more for our families. I hope these words inform, inspire, and empower you so that you can make that shift happen. To recovery, to ease, to vitality. I'm a mother, writer, and researcher who didn't stop until I found the answers. My motivation? Some of the fallen were my own children, grandmother, friends, and many others who narrowly escaped death or are still struggling. I asked why and dug deep into science to find causes so I could uncover the solutions. I discovered that health isn't found at the bottom of a pill bottle or in a one-shot remedy, and that there were other people who could teach me what healthcare really should be. On those days when doubt crept in, I asked myself, Carla, is it really that bad? Can't you just go on living the way you've always lived? Can't we just keep doing what we're doing and have that be good enough? You may ask those same questions. Has there ever been a time in history when humans have been truly healthy? Are we really any worse off than we were before? The answer may not be yes in all ways, but certainly is in some. Humans once suffered from plagues and died earlier from common illnesses like influenza. A diagnosis of type 1 diabetes was a death sentence, and infections could run rampant, causing death in a very short period of time. Yet, in many places in the world, chronic illness was unheard of. Happiness was found in community and healthy living rather than therapy sessions and medications. I ask, what are the biggest problems we face right now? How many of those problems can exist due to the nature of things? And how many are caused by the decisions we make? Instead of answering those questions of myself, I ask them of you. I encourage you to look around and note what you see. Even if you don't have the stats, numbers, or studies to validate your concerns and observations, note what you see in your own family, your own community, your own backyard. Look in your schools and workplaces, in malls, hospitals, and other public spaces. What do you see? And are you okay with it? We don't need scientific studies to tell us that chronic conditions are rapidly replacing good mental, emotional, and physical health. Although the evidence is undeniable and will be explored in the pages of this book, we actually don't need studies and research to assert that fewer of us live a robust, vital, engaged, purposeful people well into old age. What we do have at our fingertips is very exciting, however. If we understand holistic health, that healthy lifestyle choices are exceedingly powerful, and if we couple healthy lifestyle choices with modern acute care interventions when necessary, there is an opportunity to have it all. We can have the best of all worlds if we know what it means to be healthy and are aware of how to attain that good health from the inside out and the outside in. We can return to the nature of human nature and reconnect with our bodies, spirits, and the natural world around us. Good health is multifaceted, simple, but not easy. And it takes nothing less than a health revolution to attain due to our reckless modern culture. Because we believe that faster is better and cash is king, we take liberties at the expense of our own health and the health of our children and elders. We need to make a change for the future of our very species. I, for one, am ready to be healthy and happy. I, for one, want my children to suffer less and enjoy life more. I'm ready for a change for the better. I'm ready to redefine our new normal. Are you with me? I appeal to you, fellow parents and grandparents, aunts and uncles, are you ready to shift your sights? Let's look up and catch the sky.